Point of View.
Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.
Okay, so it's 3 minutes after nine, and so, you know, it's the healing hour, and today we are going to be speaking about what happens with undertakers. Lots and lots of stories that I've been hearing, and geez, it can get really, really difficult. And so we continue our series with Dr. Maschaba Shai, Patrick Shai's widow. She started a widow's club, and this is why we're having these conversations. And so we're going to talk about the process and the journey with undertakers. It can be very daunting. It can be difficult. Oh, thanks for coming in. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. Thank you, Pamela. Thank you for having me.
So let's, you wanted us to talk about undertakers. And again, most of this, we are inspired by your own personal journey and your own story.
Yeah.
Your journey with undertakers.
Wow. Ooh. So, I think it was normally when somebody's in the hospital and then this person passes away, all of a sudden the family will get calls from all the undertakers.
Mm, okay.
So with me, and you don't even know where they got your number. So I think the hospital gives the number to the family of the family.
Really?
To the undertakers.
Really?
And then you get those calls and then you make a choice.
Really?
Yeah. So hang on. Yeah.
So they phone you.
They phone. They're running a business.
So people you've never spoken to, you don't
Mm-mm.
know of,
Mm-mm.
phone you.
Then they
direct
tell
you to your
we calling from this undertaker,
yeah.
So and so.
We heard.
Yeah, so how can we assist? We are based here and this is what we're doing. So in our case it was different.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Patrick Shai. And I think the Sunday then I see beautiful tent, sort of like gazebos in the yard.
Oh.
And beautiful chairs.
Okay.
And they put them there. And then they bring.
And are these people you've spoken to?
No, I don't know them. And then they put this, you know, this book where people can write the
yeah.
messages and whatever.
Yeah.
So it's part of marketing. So they put them there and then they said, we brought, you know, as part of our, you know, comforting for the family. And if you don't have chairs, so there you go. Which is nice. So then they leave. Later on, the street was full of cars, undertakers all over Soweto. So they coming to pitch. Have you seen on what are these soapies where people pitch for the they bring their proposals and they come and pitch?
Yes.
Yeah. So they come and pitch and they bring their laptops and I mean it's nice because they bring the service to you. You don't have to be running and calling and thinking, oh, which undertaker can I use? Because sometimes you don't even think of death.
Yeah.
And you don't even think that you have to maybe sign up with any other undertaker, you know, because I mean death is not even something that we
top
think
of mind,
yeah. Yeah, so then they were in the street, all of them, and all of them, they've got their own packages. They can give Patrick Shai the best send off and all of them.
Wow.
There was this one that stood out,
yeah,
from all of them,
yeah,
and this one says, we will bury him in a white sand. He will not be buried like, you know, there is sand moss. You know, they dig the hole and he will be buried in the white one. And I'm looking at these pictures and he'll be the second one in the country. And I'm like, you know, when you buy a car and they say it's the only car in the country. And they, I think they put some, they paint even the inside of the whole white.
Aye.
And then they pour the whites and that stood out. And I'm like, wow. So then I said to my kids, I cannot be listening to these things, hey? I'm not even thinking of him inside the grave.
Oh my gosh.
So, and they come and pitch. They pitch. And they And now we need an undertaker immediately after we bring him from the government mortuary.
I'm sorry, I'm
and
still
we need
trying
to decide.
I'm still trying to figure out the painting of
the grave
inside.
So they
white,
and then they're gonna put like white, so like whites, and I don't know what that is. I don't know where they get that from, but it looked nice in the pictures, and they show you
the paint.
So each package, for instance, maybe you want a package of 1,000. They tell you this package of 1,000. It goes with this type of cars, you know, and you know this is what we offer you. And if you take a much expensive package, these are the best cars.
The
we can bring the best of the best. And remember, they are promoting their business, and they want business.
Mm.
And then, so they were pitching. It was a process of almost the whole night. I think we made a decision around about 1 a.m., 2 a.m. So all of them, they were waiting for an email to say, okay, we're using you. So, and then my kids come to me and they say, Ma, these ones are offering this. And I had to make a decision. And they also have their own choices and say, Ma, I think we like this.
Mm.
These ones, they bring this type of cars. This. So I think funerals are just too expensive.
Mm.
And these packages, you know, they make it too hard. If you don't have money, I mean, it becomes a problem.
Mm.
So then my kids said, no, we've got this, let's choose this one. And then we chose the one that we chose.
Mm.
But they pitch. It's like those businesses where people come in and they show you all these beautiful cars and you get so confused.
Okay, let me bring in here the chairperson of the Southern African Chamber of Undertakers in Ntlantlabembe, because we've spoken to him before to help us understand, you know, what are the rules of engagement. Mr. Mbembe, thank you so much for your time. Good evening.
Good evening, Temelo, and good evening to Meshai.
Hi, man. Redeem your people. You know, is this common, or was this a unique, from your understanding, is this a unique kind of experience? Because we are talking about someone famous here. But, do practitioners go out and bombard families like this? What are the rules of engagement?
Well, unfortunately, yes, they do. Especially if it's like a well-known person.
Mm.
So, yeah, everybody would want to do that funeral. And most of the time, they even offer it for free.
Yes, I've heard that.
Yes.
I've heard that.
Yes.
And so, you know, do you guys yourselves, as the Chamber of Undertakers, have rules? I mean, do you have things that govern how you guys operate with customers?
Yes, we do. As I heard you, Limme, more like saying, she got calls from undertakers. They got their numbers from hospital, which is unscrupulous. I mean, that is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That is not supposed to happen. I mean, yesterday, I had a similar case whereby some certain hospital in Kempton Park took the body to some certain funeral park without the consent.
So what happened?
A husband and the wife, they were expecting a baby.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, the baby was still born.
Okay.
Before the family could even decide their service provider, the baby was already gone to the undertaker. When they were looking for the human remains of the baby, they were told the baby went to a certain undertaker. The family went there. When they were there, now they had their undertaker of choice. That undertaker wanted money now to release that body.
So this, they would have been given permission by the hospital?
Yes.
And so who then is liable for that? Because someone signed that baby off in a way, right?
Yes. And The law says before the body can even leave the hospital, the PI needs to be signed.
Yes.
So in the PI, there's a space for like a family, an informant.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how they did it because the family didn't sign that PI. We got the PI from the other undertaker.
Okay. So in an incident like that, I have heard of these stories. In an incident like that, what's your recourse? Because first of all, you do want your family member to go to wherever you want them to go to. But this idea that you must release them and pay somebody to release them, who must be held responsible for that?
I think because as undertakers, we have associations. So we belong to different associations.
Mm.
I think the associations, they are the ones who should like be responsible for their members.
In the event that we are dealing with someone who is not registered with any of the associations, what can I do as an individual?
Well, unfortunately, now we are trying to formalize the industry.
Mm.
We don't have the funeral industry ombudsman as yet.
Mm.
So we're busy working on that.
Hey, man. So I can only imagine. So if you don't have the money and you just don't want to be paying this undertaker, this can drag on for a long time.
Mm. Yeah, this can drag because now, as like yesterday's situation, it's a baby.
Mm.
So they want to bury this baby. The following day, the baby passed away on Thursday, so they wanted to bury it on Friday. They couldn't because they couldn't find the baby. So that delayed the whole thing, you see. So they ended up finding out where the body is and went there and paid. And then we collected the body. That's when now we're going to bury the baby.
What happens to an undertaker who behaves in this way? Do you guys, what do you do? How do you then protect us as consumers from someone as scrupulous as that?
Well, we report this to the association because we encourage each and every funeral parlor to belong to an association for such things.
So, this is quite scary stuff.
Uh-huh.
Let me open the lines 086-000-00959. And you can tweet as well at Kaya on Air. Let me come back to you, Memas Chaba, about your experience.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, when you then chose the preferred bidder,
yeah,
what happened to the ones with the chairs outside and the tents which had come to you?
Mm.
Generously so.
Mm-hmm. Well, fortunately they didn't take the tent.
Oh.
They accepted that we chose another undertaker. They kept them there. We used them every day. I think they came to fetch them on Monday because the funeral was on Saturday. So it's part of them, you know, advertising their business. And the pressure that they put on the family when you have to make that decision. And it's a big decision that you need to make.
Mm.
And you know what was confusing for me was when people say we will do it for free, I'm like, free?
What is free?
Yeah, what is
what do you
free?
Mean?
What do you mean?
Mm.
So we had to sit down and like, let's talk about this free thing.
What is this free?
And some are very open, some are not open. They're not even explaining the process of this free thing.
Were there surprises with the so-called free thing? Did you find yourself surprised?
Well, some of them, it was surprising to realize that actually it's not
free
as they say it's free. But we were lucky to choose the ones that were very transparent and open with us, mm-hmm. and say, if we say free, this is what we mean. If you pay, this is what it means, and we will meet you halfway. And all of these things, this will happen. But you know, it's not. It wasn't heavy because we came to that agreement that if you meet us halfway, yes, we will go with you. But some don't even explain that there is some halfway that they will meet us, because it feels like if it's a celebrity, it's got to be this huge. It's got to be this this big thing, you know, and you want to do it in a manner that, you know, it's a send off that everybody will be proud of. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to do your best mm-hmm. to make sure that mm-hmm. even tomorrow when you look at this album, you are happy, you are pleased, you are that. So I remember we went when we decided with this one, and we went to the offices and we spoke to them and said, give us a breakdown of every little thing that you're going to do for us. Mm-hmm. And they gave us this checklist and they said, from day one, this is what we do. Day two, this is what we do. So they were very transparent with their service, and we were happy because they delivered to their promise.
We obviously are talking to people who are listening, and you would like to you know, to highlight a few things to enlighten us. What do you wish you knew going into this with regards to the process with undertakers?
I needed privacy. I didn't want my number to be all over the place.
Mm.
I didn't want everybody to know my number. But suddenly, you're getting these calls from this person and this person and this person. You end up not even remembering who just called me.
Who are these people?
Who are these people, right? And well, the fact that he's famous, there was no way that people would not want to do something, you know. So we understood that point. But in terms of people sharing our number, that was not something that I wanted. And at that point, I didn't even have a phone because of the police had taken my phone and his phone to go and do their own investigations and all of that. So I had to use the old phone to make sure that I get calls and all of that until I got my SIM card working. So I was getting all those calls, and then I ended up saying, can there be one person who these people call?
Mm-hmm.
And my son was the one who was getting those calls and making and coming to me just to say, Ma, this is what is happening. These are the people, and we've decided as your kids, this is the best option for the family. And so if you don't have kids that are like wise and you know, understanding,
sometimes not old enough.
And then we made that decision, and then we went. But everything that they said, this is what we'll do for you, this is what will happen, this is what will happen, they really delivered. And I mean, beyond our expectations. I felt like a queen. I didn't feel like I'm taking my husband to the grave. You know, I didn't feel that way because they treat you with respect, which is what we want. You know, you want to feel like you are comforted. You know, people are feeling your pain. But I'm thinking now where I'm sitting that what about those people who are not getting these undertakers to them and say, we will do it for free? There are those people who have nothing. And I remember from my home, from Dobsonville, I remember my father would say, and he will be going around house by house with this list and for people to donate. So if undertakers can understand that we are not the same, and we, you know, they should just meet everybody halfway like they did to us, and we appreciate that. Yeah,
it's such an important point that they were willing to meet you halfway.
Yes,
but there are people who need that more.
Yes,
and you are just asking if it could be possible. 086-000-0959. Your story, when you had to lay your loved one to rest, you know, how was that process with the undertaker? I'll take those calls in a short while.
Healing Hour on Point of View.
We continue with our Healing Hour. Dr. Mas Chabashai is with us this evening, and today we're talking about her journey with undertakers. She's Patrick Shai's widow, and she's started a widow's club. We'll give you more of those details in a short while, but we're discussing the very difficult decisions you have to make very, very soon after losing a loved one, and that conversation sometimes happening with undertakers. And so let me go back to Nhlanhla Bembe, who is the chairperson of the Southern African Chamber of Undertakers. But Bembe, I want to talk about the protocol of people getting people's numbers. So I know, you know, we're not going to incriminate people, but what happens? Are these nurses that people that give them their numbers? Who supplies people with people's telephone numbers?
To be honest with you, I wouldn't know whether it's nurses or mortuary staff. I wouldn't know, but yeah, undertakers get numbers from hospital for the deceased.
Is it possible to have some sort of a working relationship with hospitals around those protocols? Have you engaged with hospitals? Is there anything that as a chamber of undertakers you are doing now to protect people?
Yes, as I said yesterday, we came across such situation. We're just waiting for the family to go bury the baby, and then we're going to handle this. We're going to speak to the hospital. Tomorrow, we are going to Baragwana. We're going to also try and speak to the management of hospital, you know,
this is not new. And especially because I've heard of people who, as you say, you know, their loved one is kept with one undertaker, and the undertaker absolutely refuses to release their loved ones to the family. What can be done in instances like this, apart from coming to the association, especially if this person does not belong to an association? What's the quickest way to resolve this thing?
I think it would to speak to hospitals, you know, and really make sure that they give families a chance to choose a service provider of their choice. Because in some instances, especially private hospitals, they don't have mortuaries. So they would have a contract with a certain undertaker. If patients passes away, that undertaker comes and picks up the bodies. But now, the challenge is, when the family now wants that body, they must pay the undertaker. That's what we're going to fight, which is, it's not fair, because it is not the family who gave them the consent to pick up the body. It's the hospital. This happens mostly in private hospitals. With government hospitals, the staff, the nurse, everybody is selling cops.
You.
Everybody. It's true. This happens. It's a practice. It's unscrupulous. We're trying very hard to fight it, but yeah, it keeps on happening now and then.
So how much are you paying people to give you these numbers? I'm not saying you, but you know what I mean.
Come again, I didn't get you.
How much are people being paid to sell people's corpses?
Well, I wouldn't know. It ranges from 500 up. It depends. I don't know. I wouldn't know. Hey, but I know they're getting paid for that. You know, business people would do anything to get business, right? So, yeah, that's some of the tactics they use. It's all unfortunate that even big brands do it.
I think what also worries me is that you hear that for as long as the body is still there, they charge you for each day he's lying there. But when you look at the document and what they are offering and what they are charging, it's not there mostly. And you wonder where did they, you know, squeeze that, you know, so that you don't even see how much they charge. And I'm thinking, if it's a package, why should it be charged separate and say, this, we charge for this, and it's daily. And because sometimes we don't have money to bury so quickly.
So let me ask, Dr. Bembe, what would be, for someone who doesn't know and has not had to do this, what is reasonable to expect from an undertaker? This thing of charging people per day, is that good practice? Is that reasonable? Is that the norm?
Well, we run our businesses differently.
So there is no standard. There's no standardization of what's right and what the standard of the industry is.
No. There's nothing like that. Because remember, people want different packages. Right. I wanted to answer Shai about people not having money to bury.
Yes.
We know that.
Yeah.
We, especially small township undertakers,
mm.
we bury a lot of people free because now they come to you because they know you. And actually, even the person that passed away, you even know them,
mm.
you know. So they come to us, and, you know, and cry, and we do help. For example, we buried Kylie Tumakaja for free.
Yeah, but why do you tell people that you're burying people for free?
Mm. No. We did it. I want to make sure that people know that we're not only taking their money,
but
we also
why do you
give back to the community.
Yeah, but why do you have to use someone's name?
Well, I'm sorry.
We buried Phemelo Motene for free. I mean, come on.
I'm sorry we did that, but it's a fact we do. You know, it's not like we only take from the community. We also help a lot.
I understand. And I've heard that as well, by the way. I do understand, and I've heard that. I'm just saying that. So is the ticket to get as famous a person as possible to bury for free? I don't know.
Most undertakers actually do it. That is why when we do it, we don't do it as individual undertakers.
Okay.
But as a forum.
Oh, so that, give me an example.
Like the one I just gave you.
So you come together as
we come together.
Oh,
yes.
I see. So a group of you will come together and decide we will do this together, mm-hmm. and then you will share the responsibilities.
Yes.
Okay.
So we don't do it individually. But then there's big guys, you know, who just do it individually.
Okay. No. I understand, and it's a good thing. And Tata Selby, thanks for calling. Good evening.
Hi, Pamelo and Mustafa. How are you?
Good.
I'm
how are
fine,
you?
Thank you.
I'm blessed beyond measure.
Always wonderful hearing from you, Tata Selby.
Yes. No, Ntena Yashupa and Ntena had a nurse if he has talked about special.
Did he nurse?
What's on a little total accident?
Mm-hmm.
Umakala, what's the road accident? Found out how it came, Makilo, everything. And I was not so appointed. Did he nurse, Baba, it's an Ntena?
So that is why we wanna. How do you know kittiness?
It's because when I live by the morning, get a horror, but eventually the road accident fund. Then what possible horror? Let's one of the undertake. Do you want to have a seven little? Let me mark a super team trainer, he would want that to worry. Sheikh is a hala worry. Yanunki Moketanto Patala Motu and a Nike Nayo Chelet.
Yeah.
Bonavan Tusa is one.
So,
yeah. For the problem, this thing. Bonavan Tusa is action against Undertaker, Yabon or he misbehaves. Undertaker or Bakanka Mutuaka without concern. I can't want to get the association entering the Undertaker.
Yeah.
Or Mutu joining the Mobona or Rajoina, as long as the Undertaker, then come on the way wrong. I get on. Hopefully, this all about an antenna. Yeah, hopefully, a bad name.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
By all means. But the little alien or Bonabar, solve the problems also.
No, thanks very much, and Dr. Sylvia, I appreciate that. Mr. Bembe, let me ask if, you know, just for guidance, Is there a way in which I can check the credibility of an undertaker before I make my decision in case things go wrong, so that I would know that that person belongs to an association or the Chamber of Undertakers, yeah, as you said? Is there a way, is there a place where I can go and check?
Yes, there is a way. Mm-hmm. There's no place where you can go, but there is a way. Associations usually give their members members' cards and certificates. Mm. So, for example, if you come to Rainy Days, mm-hmm, you'll find a certificate that says Rainy Days Funeral Parlor belongs to a certain association.
Yeah, Mara, look, I can manufacture a certificate. Yeah. So how, because I'm saying to, you know, I'm thinking to myself, how do I preempt something going wrong? How do I protect myself before I run into a problem? So if I'm proactive and I do the right thing up front and I check, are you saying there's no other way to check? There is no place to check.
There is no place to check except if you come to me and then you ask me and say which association you belong to, I give you the name, then maybe you call them and find out, is this your member? Then they will tell you, yes, this is our member, if I am.
Mashaba?
I think that's a problem, because, I mean, you... How do I mean, I don't know.
I'm
not in the right space, mm, you know, at that point. And now here comes all these undertakers with all these packages, and they are claiming to say they will do this, they will do this. And the next thing, they don't deliver, you know, so...
Yeah.
You can't be knowing that.
Especially... But Bembe, I'm worried about those who are underwriters themselves, yeah, for instance, right? So there are those who also sell insurances, mm-hmm, as undertakers. And one has to make sure that you do not find yourself with an undertaker that you've been paying for years and years and years, and then one day you wake up, dololo, undertaker, mm-hmm, the person has disappeared. Yeah. How do we check that?
Yeah, the law of the country says if you take people's money, you must underwrite them. So there's different insurance companies we use. Unfortunately, sometimes even the insurance companies let us down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't want to pay claims. So as a result, it would look like you've been paying, now I can't pay for you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, because also the insurance didn't pay. So yes, sometimes it's because of insurance companies.
Your relationship with insurance companies, it sounds to me like it's not any better than if I just myself went to an insurance company directly. Or are those things smoother? Is it smoother to go through you as an undertaker to get the policy that way?
I think it's a person's choice, you know, either you go direct or to the undertaker. You still get the same service, because if you go direct to the insurance, when you go and claim, you still need me, you see. So even if you use me, I still take your money to the undertaker. When something happens, they pay me, I bury for you.
So just maybe explain that for me. If I use you, the undertaker, and I pay you as someone who sources my insurance, for instance, for me, on the day that I would need to claim, you would handle that process or not?
Yes, I handle everything. If you come to me,
mm-hmm,
I handle everything. Like, I claim for you, mm-hmm, I do everything,
mm-hmm,
until the burial.
Okay.
Yes.
And so, again, how do I know that when Ntlantla Bembe, as I'm paying you every month, you are paying forward this money to the insurance company?
Well, you've got a right to ask me which insurance company I'm using.
Okay. okay.
then
okay.
I must tell you, so you can go and check for yourself.
Is there anything you should be giving me as a customer that assures me every month that the money I give you, you are forwarding to the insurance company?
Mm-hmm.
Just for those people who maybe are in that relationship, is there anything they can ask for? Maybe, you know, bafone lo muntu undertaker wabo to say, look, man, bengithi ngicela ukuchecka into zam. What must they ask for?
Yeah, they should ask for the name of the insurer
mm-hmm.
that you use. And then, obviously, you'll have a policy number, and then you give them policy number. Then they can call the insurance and give them the policy number and find out.
I've seen people with like what looks like the undertaker's booklet, literally like what used mm-hmm. to look like a bank book. For those who are young, maybe they don't know what a bank book looks like. it's a bank, and it was a fella, you know, mm. when they arrive. Why the person there just signs yeah. whatever, and then and that's your receipt.
Hello,
that's your receipt. Yes, I'm just saying I've seen undertakers with what looks like the old bank book, mostly, and there's yes. a stamp and a signature nyana. That's
yes.
to say you've been paying.
Mm.
If yes. I came tomorrow with that little piece of paper and I came to you, the Chamber of Undertakers. And I show you that Bona and Tsekipatela, this person, but it turns out they have not been paying. Would that mm. work? Would that be good enough?
Yes, that would be good enough. But then, unfortunately, as the chamber,
mm.
There's nothing we can do. But there's what they call FSCA. So they are the one you can take this matter to.
What are they called?
FSCA, Financial Service Conduct Authority.
Okay, no, that's fine. That makes a lot of sense.
So if you have issues maybe with undertakers not delivering
mm-hmm.
when it comes to insurances, then you can speak to those people.
All right. Let me take a quick break. I'll be back with more. And I can take your calls 086-000-0959.
Healing Hour on Point of View.
We've been in conversation with Dr. Maschaba Shai, Patrick Shai's widow, and we are on a series of conversations. And today we were talking about dealing with undertakers after the loss of your loved one. And our other guest is Nhlanhla Bembe, who's a chairperson of the Southern African Chamber of Undertakers, just helping us navigate your relationship with the undertaker. But Bembe, let me just, before you leave, just a few things that you would like, a message for those who are listening, a few things that you really wish we knew when we come to you to make life easier for everybody.
Well, okay, yes. No, I would like to tell the public, Abubakar, mm. that as undertakers, we are out there to help them. Mm. So unfortunately, like each and every industry, there is those unscrupulous individuals
mm-hmm.
who do wrong things and that taints the whole industry.
Mm-hmm.
But initially, we are here to help the public because we know death is one thing that is certain and everybody needs that service.
Mm. And just as you're saying, you know, you're here to help. Is there anything that you wish we knew then as well about coming to make your process easy? So, because I have heard people say, no, undertaker, orderly, go back. We want this, we want that. And sometimes these poor people would have to be going four or five mm. times because they just don't know any better. Just so that people's life and experience is easier at the time.
Yeah. Well, let me start maybe... by explaining the process when we get a call
mm.
that a person has passed away.
Mm-hmm.
You call me, right?
Mm-hmm.
You tell me this has happened.
Mm.
So it's either the person has passed on at hospital or in the house. So all I have to do now is to go and collect that person so that we can store. After we've done that, we must register death. So registering death, unfortunately, it would need a family member Because as you, we signed the PI, we need an informant. An informant has to be a family member. And then we're done with that. Now we must book a grave. Booking a grave, there's documents that is needed. It differs from municipality to municipality. Usually it would be your proof of residence with the documents you got from the hospital. That also makes people to go up and down because most of the time they don't have the proof of residence. And then after we've done with that now you must choose the type of a coffin which goes with the package. And then we are almost there. That's about it.
Thanks very much for making time for us. And Nhlanhla Bembe is the chairperson of the Southern African Chamber of Undertakers. It doesn't sound easy. It doesn't sound easy at all. It sounds painful. It doesn't sound
easy.
Trust
me, it's not easy.
So you set up this widows club.
Yeah.
Precisely for issues like this.
Precisely for a lot of issues. And also because I went through all those issues, you know. So just to pay for the grave, it was a lot of money. And I'm like, can these undertakers not pay and include that in the package? And they say no, because the undertaker is from this place and it's got to be paid separate. So it's not part of the package. It's got to be paid. And, you know, so it's a lot of expenses that I just don't understand, that if it's a place of burying people.
So the burial site.
Yeah. You pay for the grave.
So there are different, I know there are different categories now, and there are the fancier ones.
Yeah, yeah.
But the burial, let's say municipal burial site,
mm-hmm.
for you to get the service,
yeah.
and let's say your undertaker comes from another area.
Yeah.
It's an extra cost?
Well, what I'm saying is, for instance, the undertaker that we used, they yeah. are from Pretoria.
Mm-hmm.
So when you tell them, when you ask them, is the package including
the burial site?
Mm-hmm. No, it's not, because municipalities charge differently. So they wouldn't know how much they charge at West Park. They wouldn't know how much. So
they don't include it.
They don't include it because they don't know how much it will cost at one at this other, you know, at this place. And places are different. And
maybe you want the gated community
maybe,
burial site.
Yeah. So that's why it's not included there. It's quite a lot of things that really made me worried about the system that is not smooth. You know, things are not made easy for you as a person who has lost a loved one. Mm. It's not even about the husband or anything, but you've lost someone and there are all these things that you need to just make decisions in a very short space of time.
Mm.
And it made me worried that what about those that do not even know, where do I go? People who don't even have cars, people who are in the rural areas. I think those are my pain as well, that if I can go through this in Joburg and having a car and having all these advantages, what about those women out there who have nothing, you know? And it is for that fact that I felt I need to find all these people, the undertakers, the police.
Yes.
You know?
We're going to talk about the police.
The lawyers who deal with wounding up. I needed all these people to come and explain to me, Maschaba, before they, you know, explain all the processes. I was asking Tabi, saying, can you not have something like undertakers? Mm. I mean, undertakers, even though they make it difficult, they come, but they are here. Lawyers, you don't know who to trust, you don't know who to talk to.
Where to begin.
Yeah, where to begin. You know, so it is all those that made me feel like there is a gap in this And yeah,
one of the things that we will have to talk about is the police. We've been trying.
Yeah,
it's the police because it becomes quite complicated.
It is. It
and, is. And it's immediate.
Yeah. It's immediate. When the person is gone, they are here. And they start their process. And they give you stories. They give you, this is what will happen. This is, and it never happens. So somebody must come and explain their process as well. Mm-hmm. So that we have an understanding. You know, so that I also have that understanding.
Well, also because it can be, if it's not a natural death.
Yes.
Which is not certified as a natural death, let's say, by the doctor at a hospital.
Mm-hmm. It, even worse.
Oh, so many things.
Yeah.
Are happening at the same time.
Yes.
You are probably all suspects in the house.
Of course.
You know, and and while you're burying your loved ones and you're mourning, mm-hmm. there's an investigation happening in the very same mm-hmm. household.
Yes.
And that complicates things.
That complicates things. So the case is taking too long. Even after, I mean, today it was 10 months.
Mm.
Of him gone,
mm.
it's still not over. It's still pending.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I think there is a lot besides all these issues.
Mm.
I felt people who lose their loved ones, mm. husbands, kids, wives, they need a support group.
Mm.
And I realized that I'm sitting there alone.
Mm.
And you lose people in the process. You lose a lot of people in the process because now you are walking around with death when yourself. So, and I felt if I can have a support group in my own community, I would want to have support groups in the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
Every province must have support, mm. support groups.
Mm.
And that's what I want to do
mm.
to make sure that you are never alone mm. when you have set issues like this. Widows Club is there to help you and hook you up with
mm.
people that know
mm.
in
mm.
that area.
Mm.
You know, so that's the reason why I really wanted to do it.
So you are already taking bookings?
Yes.
And this is going to happen on the 15th?
It's the 15th of December from 12 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And those people are like, you know, on time.
Mm-hmm.
And the information to send for ticket sales,
mm.
you send your email at pr@wisdommobile.co.za.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, there are contact numbers. So I don't even want to say them online. Yes.
But you just send an email and then somebody will respond. And then you can take it from there. This is happening at Kailami Castle.
Kailami Castle, yes.
15th of December. Excellent.
We will be there. All the widows, it's open, it's inclusive, even the widowers.
Mm.
It's inclusive even with the children because my kids are still crying today.
Mm.
It's like every month when it's the 22nd,
mm.
it's the day he died.
Mm.
So they are not okay. So it's open for children as well.
Mm.
Orphans as well. You know, you find these children that don't have both parents,
mm.
it's open for them as well.
Well, thank you. Thanks very much for coming through. I think our next conversation is going to have to be with the police, as we have agreed, and try and get through some of the very difficult conversations that you and I have had privately about the situation.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow at 8. And thank you. And up next is Last Call.
Point of View. Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. Ooh.